on any electronic device and search WWGH. If you have any questions or comments, please call 740-361-1162. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, location 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministry, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. They have free produce market every second Saturday of every month. Time is 12 p.m. until 2 p.m. Address once again is 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. If you need to call, you can find, well, I can give you their number again, 740-223-1515. And remember, no appointment necessary. All you really need to do is show up and provide your name and number of people in your family. Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company, LLC, from LaRue, Ohio, with 25 years of experience working for you. Their number is 740-262-0939. And I try to give you a thought for today from the desk of Linda. And it goes like this: you cannot escape the responsibility of tomorrow by evading it today. And why do we say that? Because tomorrow has its own cares and worries and triumphs and victories. So we can't trade off what we can do today for tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. So just keep that in mind. And, you know, our conversation should be, if the Lord bless and say the same, I will do that tomorrow, because it's not guaranteed that we will see that day or be able to do anything. And if you're like me, if I don't write it down, I forget it anyway, whatever I purpose in my mind to do. So I'm sure a lot of you are like that too. So hopefully that will help you in your day and you can share that with someone else. Now I have somebody very famous to some and maybe introducing to others, Thunderbolt Patterson. I think that is his stage name.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes, yes. How are you doing today?
Well, heaven hide you, ma'am. Very well. And you?
I'm doing great.
Good, great. Good.
Running and hustling and bussing like usual. You
well, that's what we got to do. That's the world today.
That's true.
You don't get nothing done if you don't do some moving.
That's right. Right, because no one's going to do it for you, right?
No one.
Right.
No one.
Right. I called one of my brothers. I wanted to call them both, but you know how that goes sometime. And they were great wrestling friends. I could say patriots, because they devoted themselves to it every day.
Okay.
Every day they wrestled in the middle of the floor.
Okay.
Now, they're both in their 50s, but
the
air they come from, you know.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Because my dad was a great wrestler friend.
Okay.
And I tried to get one of them to come. He said, well, I just got off work. He's retired now. He retired when he's 50.
Okay.
So whenever something comes up, he need extra money, he'd go back to work. You know?
Okay, yeah, sure.
He said, oh, I'd love to come. He said, but I just got off work and I got another appointment. So I know he would have loved to be here. So we'll have to do this again.
I'll get a chance to meet. Yeah, anytime. I'd love to come anytime.
Yeah. Well,
mm-hmm. I'll be right here. I have moved here.
You have?
I am running for governor.
Oh, you did say that last time you were
yes, ma'am.
On my show.
I went back to Georgia and shut down my little what I was doing, and I'm up here to try to help somebody.
Somebody? People.
People. Somebody. Each
right,
one
somebody.
Of those people are somebody.
That's true.
See, and the way things are going now in this country, I mean, they're treating us like we're nobody. But we are somebody.
Sure.
We must register and
vote.
We must vote.
That's right.
So I'm here to try and help straighten out things that the problems the solution to some of the problems that's going on in the state. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm here for. You know, like for number one, ma'am, I'm here because I throwed my hat in. I had no intention. But when I would come up here and I got a chance, see, because I hadn't been on the news or listening to what's going on or so forth and so on. But, you know, I come back up. The first thing when I got back up here, I had a friend to call me and was telling me about the water situation up there in Flint still going
Michigan,
on.
Right.
Well, we're right next to Flint. I mean, we're at Michigan. We're connected to Michigan.
Right.
Ohio is, okay?
Yes, that's
one of the things. Look at the homeless situation. Look at the kids, the school situation. Look at the senior citizen situation. We must come together. Stop the killing, stop the hating, and stop all this. Everybody across the country, the world, is playing race cards. Mm-hmm. It wasn't meant to be like that, ma'am.
True.
And you know, it don't take no scholar to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
I know we got people just lying, cheating, mistreating ladies, mistreating kids,
All
and believing that they're still above the law.
Right.
So, I mean, what are we doing? As people, we're letting this go on that don't have to go on. All we got to do is stop. We got to renew our minds, humble ourselves. We got to have some compassion for other people. We got to have patience. We got to come together in love instead of hate. We got to stop. You know, I've been through a lot in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And in my workplace,
right?
You know, that's a whole nother segment.
Mm-hmm.
I like to have your brother here. I tell him about all that.
Okay.
That's a whole story there.
Right.
But everybody needs jobs, good paying jobs,
mm-hmm.
and we the family piece is the most important piece of the whole thing.
Right?
You know, ma'am. Men and women live in the same house and don't communicate and talk.
Oh, yeah. Hear it every day in divorce court.
Okay, so what are the children in that house, what are they seeing?
Non-communication.
Everything that the kids are seeing in the homes nowadays, they going right to the streets.
Oh, yes.
And when they spend that time at school.
Right.
They have that length of time.
Mm-hmm.
They have the opportunity to do well what they have already seen or what they have been allowed to do.
Right.
They feel that is right.
Right.
So we got to come together and dialogue more and get some understanding, especially our people. And when I hate that we got to put it like that,
mm-hmm.
because it ain't no such thing. All is one, ma'am. This color thing has gone too far.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, been going on too long. The Supreme Court will not even take time to say that there is racism. There is no racism. So, you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
So, please, people, please. Can't nobody help you unless you help yourself.
True.
All we got to do is come together. The time is now.
Yes,
I am standing on the word, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean politicians and these preachers, come on now.
Right.
Come on. Just like the politician. Lying, cheating, stealing, whoremongering. Look at the chauvinistic that's going on. You hear me?
I hear you.
I mean, it's time for a change. When God made y'all, he didn't make nothing no better, ma'am.
True.
I know it is true. But people just, why? Why are these things going on?
That's my question, and why?
So.
Right, okay.
Let's start.
Okay.
Let's start dealing with the solution of the problem.
Okay.
We know the problem.
We know what the problem is.
So let's start dealing with the solution.
We know the root of the problem.
Come on now.
We know the seed.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right?
Yes, ma'am.
So let's deal with what's going on. The product.
The products. And all and everything starts in the home.
Yes, it does.
And getting understanding.
I believe that. Yes.
You know, you can have kids that don't have no education, but they can come out and be decent people.
Oh, yeah.
If they got the right home training.
True.
And what the Bible say, they might stray, but they'll come back.
Yes.
Because, you know, it everything is real. And it's in the Bible, you know, where we got some of the smartest people in the world speaking of, we're here by monkeys coming out the water, walking on up being men. You know, I mean, that was a God. You understand what I'm saying? You know,
what they're trying to say?
Well, Job is just a story in the book to try to get people. Well, it would be if somebody could convince me where it says in the Bible. The Bible says Job was a man.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so hey, whatever God says or do, that's what I believe. I'm standing on the word. I don't care what they say. I believe in God. I don't hate nobody, but I sure don't like the way some people do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and no, ma'am, and you know, we have a tendency to. I don't know if you watched Aretha's funeral the other day.
I missed her funeral.
You missed it? Mm-hmm. Well, have you heard anything about it? Have you heard any comments, anything?
I saw a little bit on YouTube.
Well, Jasper Williams, you ever heard that name?
Yes.
He preached that funeral. No, he preached her father's funeral, too. Well, Jasper is a personal friend of mine.
Okay.
And Jasper made the statement, women can't raise men. Black life don't matter because we're killing each other. See, people are not getting the understanding where when he said women can't raise men, just like a man cannot raise a girl. I mean, to be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And when he said that black lives don't matter, does it seem as they matter to all the, is black on black crime? We're killing each other. And then when somebody else out of color kill us, we got a lot of problems to say. But we're killing so many of our own. You understand what I'm saying?
I hear you.
So we just got to stop, get some understanding, and follow yourself, because what we're getting from the press, the government, the preachers and so forth on, they're trying to tell you what to believe in, mm-hmm. what to do, and they're not doing it themselves.
Okay.
Come on now, talk to me a little bit. All I'm just saying is, I mean, if I go wrong or say something wrong, please tell me.
Well, I can't say you said anything wrong.
Okay, then. Well,
you're speaking your mind.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
you're
ma'am.
Speaking your mind.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just trying to pass something on.
Right.
Pass something on to something, to maybe trigger something in someone to, we must get an understanding. If we don't get nothing else.
Get an understanding.
Anything that you deal with, get an understanding.
Right. Right.
Love instead of hate.
Yes. I understand it.
Listen sometimes. Yeah. Listen instead of speaking sometimes.
True. I'm good at that sometimes.
That's all right. Do what you do.
Not all the time.
Well, we all are guilty yeah. of a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
But the first thing of the whole thing is getting and being aware.
True.
Awareness. And then that we used to do, we won't want to do no more. If we can just,
like you said, that's a changed heart, that's a changed mind, that's a renewed mind.
And that's what it takes.
Yes.
I mean, there's no shortcoming, man.
Right.
There's no short way to it.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
And all it is understanding.
True.
And getting involved. Registering, voting, getting involved. Get a little compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hate everybody. Don't hate everything that you see. Stop judging so many people.
Well, we're not supposed to hate sin.
That's all you're supposed to hate. That's all.
Right, hate is like a bad word.
Yes. But see, every time someone says something that they don't understand mm-hmm. or go along with, then they have a negative respond about it.
Right.
And that's triggering the race cards. Mm-hmm. See, the race card has been played too much in our lives. So all we know is that race card. And most other people will say, well, we're no part of that.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that many times, you know. Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are. Pardon?
That's
we didn't do it.
Father.
Didn't
we
have
didn't
nothing to do
it.
With it. But still today, the Supreme Court will not touch
racism.
Only way you can solve anything is talk about it.
True.
You got to have a dialogue.
That's true.
I mean, and we got free speech. Anybody can say anything they want to say.
True.
And you can't get mad at somebody because they don't think just like you.
I shouldn't.
All you got to do is just try to tell them what you believe and hope that they have some compassion.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And it's just as easy to tell the truth as it is to tell a lie.
For some people. You're right.
Well, man, I hear you. You must
some
do a
people.
Few. It's real, though.
Right, it is.
So,
real.
But that's all, ma'am. So, you ask me things you want to ask me. So, I mean, I'm not trying to take over your show, ma'am.
Well,
I'm just running
guest.
My mouth.
You are my guest today.
Well, I thank
and
you.
It's okay
thank you so
to
much.
Unload.
But tell me what you. I need to know. Some of the things, some of the problems, some of the things we want to solve here in this good state of Ohio.
In this great city, Marion.
Hey, I done moved up here. I'm looking for me some land.
You've made a decision that you were coming here up this way
to stay
and make some changes
and make some changes.
Right.
I want to work with people.
Right.
I hope people want to work with me. I ain't got nothing
sure.
but me.
Right. I understand.
But I have a PhD degree mm-hmm. in life.
Oh.
Been there.
You got your doctorate.
Done that. Oh, well, we didn't jump off past that doctor. That doctor wasn't nothing but a skipper.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
All right.
So it's real. It's okay. real. You know, I mean, do you people out there, I don't want to just put this on you. Do you think we need some changes?
I'm sure people would agree with that. We all need changes. Changes is hard, but it's good. Change is good. It has to happen.
But why have things stayed the same so long?
Well, I personally, I think that we had come to a place where it was okay.
Getting comfortable.
It was somewhat okay. Okay, and then I felt like when we had our first black president, then it just, people just, after almost all of America was for him and voted for him, then you had a few over here saying, look what we've done. Look at what we've put into the White House. Do you see what he is, as if he wasn't a man, and he started to be degraded? And then you had Congress, totally against him. From the moment that he was made president, they were devising against him at that very moment. And then they forgot, they start to spew poison into the public, and people are listening to these things. And you know, if you hear something long enough, you'll start believing it.
Yes, ma'am.
You'll start believing it. And I think that is what really triggered all this, because we were at a place, maybe it wasn't for us to be at this place at this time, because we all also know God is in control of a lot of things, and especially in history. Mm-hmm. In history. Mm-hmm. So I do believe that this had to happen so that we could see where we really stand.
Ma'am, you are exactly right. I mean, don't anything happen by chance.
Right.
And I was here before when they started the running for office, mm-hmm. president office, and I told Scott my feelings. As God placed Obama mm-hmm. in the White House, I never dreamed that I would see a black individual in the White House.
Right.
For the simple reason is, I've been with the mainstream. I've been to the top of the mountain.
Right.
And I've been in everything,
celebrity, yes.
Everything about money and prestige, this or that, and whatever. And I seen so much racism mm-hmm. and so much hatred mm-hmm. till it's something that I never would believe that I would see in my lifetime. And then when it happened, so many people done so many things to undo what that man did do. Now, I don't like where he turned his head on some things, but I imagine he's just like a lot of other of us turn our head. That's the only way he could have stayed there. My life, I come through stuff and whatever. I could not, the same thing I'm saying and talking about today, I talked about 35 years ago. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
It's a long time.
I mean, it's a long time for nobody to hear you.
Right, to say the same thing.
You understand what I'm saying?
When
it's all on record mm-hmm. of all the bad treatments and things that went on, just like in this country right now.
Right.
And then individuals saying that man that was the president didn't do this.
He didn't do nothing.
He didn't do anything for us. Everything, huh?
That's what I heard.
But that's what they say.
Yeah.
But he done a lot of things that they wouldn't give him credit for.
Right.
Okay. They talked about his wife. They talked about his kids. What other president have they done like that? The way they done him.
Oh, well, they couldn't, because he was the only one who professed to be an African American.
Well, the guy said he wasn't that even.
I know. You know, that's what I said. It. What is it? Okay. What is it? Look at it. It's like a display, like you said, like the monkeys walking out of the water onto the land and then turn into a man. So if someone says it's not a man, it's an it. What is it? It's not one of us.
Yeah, okay.
It's something different. So okay. What is the different? You know, what do people perceive as someone saying they're not one of us? Okay. No, he wasn't born in the United States. We don't know where it came from.
But see, that's mentality.
Is the perception? Yes.
Mentality, and that's what he do. He ain't just start doing that. He been doing that for a long, long time.
Right.
But my problem is so many people know it, but still went with it.
Oh, yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
I mean, to hold on to that Willie Lynch syndrome. Hold on to it. To keep us in that position. They said, what Lynch told him, say, if you do it right, will show it lasts 400 years, but if you do it right, it will last 1,000. And it's still going on.
What I see from that, I'm not a Bible scholar, but I've studied
a nor
lot.
Nor am I.
I've read a lot, and I've studied a lot in my years. But, you know, I know a lot of people may scorn or frown when I say this, but it takes me back to Israel when they were so hard-headed and so disobedient and had all these other gods before God.
Come on.
Okay?
Come on.
And he led them
come on, baby.
To
come
Egypt.
On.
Right? Led them to Egypt into slavery with Joseph. You
come
know,
on now.
Slavery,
yeah, come on, come on,
right?
Come on.
And he chose
on.
Moses to bring them out of slavery.
Come on.
But in the meantime, they were so bad and wicked that they went through 40 years in a circle
But the only thing, though, God brought them out.
Yeah, he brought them out.
But they had their choices. We have choices.
Yes, we do. How many
died
off, though? How many died off? Only their seed could go forward because they would not change their mindset. Right?
Yes, yes, ma'am. And that is just what's happening now.
Right. There you go.
But ma'am, how does that linger on up into these modern days when we work together?
But you got to remember this now. There was a set time. There is a set time.
So we're going
to
back
go
to.
Through.
So we're going back to what God has done, because He's put.
And it's not
he's
completed.
He's put Him in that place to stir that pot.
There you go.
To stir that pot, and won't no man speak up and bring him down? They won't come together to do it. But God will bring. Let Him bring His own self down.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm
remember
saying, man?
Saul, the people wanted a king. God was the king. He come was over them.
Come on, baby.
Oh, but that wasn't good enough. They wanted to be like other people.
Yes.
We want a king before us. And God said, okay. He told Samuel, get them a king. He said, that man over there is the one I'm going to choose.
Mm.
Now, people said, well, the people chose a king. No, God chose the king.
Mm.
He told Samuel where the king was and how to set it up and to anoint him and all that kind of stuff. But he told them before, he said, this is the type of man your king is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to use your sons and your daughters, and you won't be able to trust this man. And the people say, that's okay. We still want a king.
Mm.
So here's our king.
But the only thing about it, ma'am, is God will straighten it all out.
Yeah. Well, He allowed it.
He allowed it to.
That's right, and He will straighten
the only way He allowed it because we needed to see.
Amen.
I mean, there's no question. I mean, a lot of things have been going on before that we didn't know about. Things are coming out in the light now, ma'am.
Like you said, we have become comfortable.
Came compassion and not
and
only comfortable,
not, some of those
not only comfortable
in,
though,
in
not only
anymore.
Comfortable. We are traders or turners, or we adapted.
Yes.
To the ways of the wicked.
Well, you could say that.
To the ways of the wicked.
He says, bring your idols down and tell them to be gone.
It's real, ma'am. It's
real. That's word.
It's real.
Bring them
down. But they don't want the word, ma'am.
Well, hey.
People hearing the word every day. Look how many, look, huh?
You can hear and not listen.
But what are they listening
you can
for? What? Okay. Are you okay? All right.
You can hear
but that's
not
what
comprehend.
They, and
right?
That's what they've been doing, ma'am.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. And that's the reason we're here, to try to get into them a little understanding.
Yes.
And if you would look at the whole picture yourself,
right?
Make your own decisions.
True.
Instead of what they try to tell you to believe.
Right.
The only one thing you got to believe in, that there is a God.
Yes, it is.
And He died for us.
Yes, He did.
But what did He say, though?
He said a lot of things.
He said, if you lift me up.
I'll draw.
Look out now.
All men.
All right. If you want to come.
Yeah.
You got the choice.
Yes, you do.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right? And those
and all I'm saying, man, all I'm saying is, we got to start somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to start by dealing with some of the, like we said, we've been talking about the problems and so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm.
The solution to the problems. I mean, let's get deeper. Deeper. The solution to the problem.
Right.
And the home and the things that people are doing. What can we do to make it better? We got to start having think tanks.
Dialogue. Yes.
We got to stop getting mad at each other.
Right.
Just because you got a feeling or belief that you're right.
Yes,
I have no right to say you're wrong or you shouldn't or get mad at you.
Right. Or hate you.
I couldn't hate you. No way.
Well, some people do.
And some people it's deep,
though,
man.
We're talking about, you know, one another and people.
People are people.
People.
All the time.
That's right.
Look
and they have all these emotions.
Yes.
You know, and like you said, it takes a mindset, change of mind to want to do better.
Right.
Only way you can do better.
Well, some
people don't even realize they're not.
The first step is the awareness.
Awareness, but the first step to solving a problem is admitting that you have one.
Awareness.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to admitting that you could be wrong.
Right. I can see the problem in you,
but you can't see it in yourself.
No, because see, I got this big tree
look
over here,
now.
And there's only a splinter on you, right? But I haven't even taken time to look at this big tree over here on me,
mm-hmm.
blocking my vision and blocking my ears, you know, and the work of my hands. So I feel like we need one another.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But
yes.
How can we come together as a people?
We got to start talking and dialoguing, and we got to start getting involved and getting with more people, going to different functions.
You can't hardly get people out the house.
Pardon?
You can't hardly get people out the
house. Oh, the one that will come.
Yeah.
If they don't want to come, that's fine. They left behind.
We've tried to have some dialogue here, Marion, and a lot of people, when they're coming, they're so angry about what has happened in the past and what's going on that we can't even have a educated conversation.
And when you get down to
it, you got to deal with all that first.
But it's rightfully so. But we got to come together to dialogue about the big problem. We just like man and wife should come together at some point and talk the dislikes, to iron things out, to make it, and I'd be willing, I'd love that. If we can just start getting people together in some place to just sit down and air what they think would be the solution. There's a problem, boom, 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 boom. What's your thought on making a difference? How can we make a change? What do we have to change?
Right.
And the first thing is from the inside out of ourselves.
That's true. That's true.
But that's a good idea. Anytime you want to do that, I'll help you do that.
Oh.
Yeah, we need that bad. We need it real bad.
I know we do.
Huh?
I know we do.
Real bad, ma'am.
Yeah. I mean, I do a lot of things in the community. I just really haven't. I've been a part of a lot of dialogues. I wasn't the one who initiated them, but I was in the midst of it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been to some dialogues here in Marion where we had talked to the mayor and the school superintendents and things like
I want to talk with these folks that are running for governor. I want to talk with the mayor. I want to talk with the citizen. Whatever they want to talk about, I want to talk about that, but I want to get them all together. And all I want them to hear what I got to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've come here with great passion.
That's all I've had, man.
Right.
I can't help myself.
Right, that's who you are.
My saying is, do what you do.
Yes.
Stay in your lane.
Do what you're passionate.
Look out now. So that's what I want to bring to the table.
Right.
Let's get a little understanding.
Right.
You know, and if I can't help you, I ain't gonna harm you.
Mm-hmm.
And if people could just say that, if I'm not gonna try to do what's right, or I'm not gonna try to help you, I will not harm you. You ain't got to kill me for what I got, or you ain't got to take somebody for anything. I mean, it's too much penny ante stuff going on.
Yes, it is, and I think that, and you may agree, you may disagree, that it's going to start with us.
Oh,
we
yeah.
are the only ones who can really deal with our own
right,
people, who we
right.
consider our own people,
right.
Our own race of people,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
because you can't expect somebody else to come in and change.
No.
What's really yours and,
right.
and part of your responsibility, you know, like, and be an example. We do have people in the position to be examples, someone that you can look up to, someone that you can somewhat trust. Now, you were talking about how some of the pastors and the ministers are displaying their life. Well, it looks like can we really trust them? You see how they live their life, see the things that they do. So even people who are up in authority need to have their own minds
mm-hmm.
renewed mm-hmm. and changed so that they can be a more positive influence in their neighborhood other than church on Sunday
right.
and at funerals and
right,
weddings.
Right, right. Ma'am, would you invite me when you had this, or when you called this together, would you please invite me?
I'm not saying I'm gonna call anything
together. Come on, I'm trying to nail you down right now.
I know you are.
I mean, because ma'am, we got to start moving.
And if I'm in the midst of it, I'll make sure you are included. I will do that. Yes.
Okay, but ma'am, we don't have no time to waste. I mean, that's the problem now is we've been procrastinating and dragging our feet.
Well, you know, there's a lot going on right now in our community, and we're not dragging our feet. We're getting some things done,
okay.
Marion.
Okay.
And I will.
That's what I want to hear.
Throw your name out there. I would definitely do
okay,
that.
Okay. Okay. And anything I can do.
Yes.
Anything I can do, yes. I will do.
Because it has to be us that do it.
Well, I'm ready. I'm willing and able.
Yeah. So. It's just like you can't expect somebody to come and raise your child.
I mean,
you got to do that yourself.
Absolutely.
You got to do what you
Absolutely.
Need to do to raise a child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it does take a village to raise a child to a certain extent. But when I was growing up, my mother raised me. Dad worked. Okay, but he was in the household.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom set her standards. You knew your name, her name, his name, any sibling's name, and could spell them before you went to kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
You knew how to count. You knew how to tie your shoes. How many kids do you find a day don't even know how to tie their shoes?
Well, there's lack of training.
Like you said, it goes back to the
home. To the home. That's the most important piece of the whole thing.
Back to the home.
Yes.
Everything is okay. Okay. Well, no, he's not wrong. He's okay. He just made a mistake. Children, a lot, have never been told no.
Right.
And then they get out in the community. Into the world and think they can just go through life and have their way and everybody's okay with it and do what they want to do.
People ain't going to have
hurt who they want to hurt.
That's right.
You cannot. That's impossible.
That's right.
They can't
You're absolutely
do it.
Right.
And no one can control them. Now you got the law. They're going to come and control.
They're going to control. That's reason so many of them is dead today.
Yes.
You know, I mean, a lot of it is their own fault.
Yes.
But then we have bad people that also kill them. But the biggest of the thing is the training from their
training from home,
and then the way they grow up to
right, because
act.
Because a lot of them don't even respect their own parents.
Right, right,
they can't
right.
Even
absolutely.
The parents can't even control
absolutely.
The child.
Absolutely. So how does something like that, how does a kid get to the point of ruling a home? I can't understand
because
how a parent would let them do that.
They never set a standard when the child come into the world. The child was too precious. The child was too beautiful. They've already made up their mind. I'm not going to raise this child like my parents raised me. They've already made that decision. So it comes down to their passive. Everything the child do, oh, that's cute, ha ha he he.
So
this child get a certain age, maybe not even 2 years old, and they're slapping their parents. Well, then somebody wants to hold a child, talk to your child. Child want to hit you. You know? Oh, he does that all the time. Oh no, he ain't gonna hit me.
It ain't cute.
I don't even let my kids hit me.
I hear you, ma'am. I hear you. Yes, ma'am.
Here's your child back. Because I don't want to hurt your child, hit your child.
Right.
But that's what that child needs.
Yes,
from you.
Yes.
Yeah. You know? So, and God said, if you don't chastise your child, you hate them.
Yeah.
And see, a lot of people don't know God's word.
Right.
Don't understand that.
Right.
And you don't always have to beat a child or hit a child to discipline a child. You have to tell a child no and let them understand what no means.
Yeah. Get some understanding.
Right.
And
no
get
means,
it early.
No, if I say no, I mean
no. You mean no.
Someone told me, I never heard your mother raise her voice at your you kids. And I heard this like maybe a month or so ago. You know why?
Didn't have to.
She told you once. She may tell you twice.
Might.
Yeah. But that third time, she's going to knock you upside your head.
That's what,
and we didn't want that.
Yeah.
So we were okay, Mom, okay.
Right.
And she didn't have to holler. She could take us anywhere and be amongst people.
You're right.
So that's old school for some people. But, you know, sometimes old school is the best school. Because we're still human beings.
You said it, ma'am. You said it. And you're absolutely right.
We got our own will. God knew that. He knows that. He made sure we had our own will.
Amen. Amen.
You know.
Choice. We
got
to make.
We
got to make quality decisions.
Quality decisions, absolutely, to make a change or dent in what's going on today. Have to. But you know, without Christ, we can do nothing.
Oh.
But with Christ, all things.
All things
are possible.
All things.
They're possible.
Hey, hey.
Yes.
A living witness, because He brought you through. Brought me through.
Amen.
Hey, nobody but Jesus.
Yes, nobody but Him.
Hey.
Nobody but Him. Wow. So I've really enjoyed talking to you. I know you're very passionate about some things that a lot of people are passionate about, and they don't know how to begin.
I want to try and tell them.
Right, right.
We got to start thinking. We got to start thinking and feeling. Have some feelings for others.
One another, yeah.
Yeah,
Let's start here with one another.
Come
on. Don't dog me.
Well.
You know what I'm saying? Don't dog your first black African-American president.
Well, they done that.
He did nothing.
See, so much of it.
I'm talking about people of our color.
This is what I'm saying. They turned people against him.
Yeah, even his own.
That's part of that divide and conquer.
Yeah.
You know, and that's part of that Willie Lynch
mentality.
And see, there's no need in nobody getting mad about this here. Most people get mad even when you say it. They can't stand the truth.
Right, because they don't want to, we have no part.
But all of that stuff is on the record.
Yeah.
All of that stuff in the record. And all of that stuff is the reason there's so much killing, so much hatred, so much
ignorance means it's being ignored.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I do. Well, thank you, Thunderbolt Patterson, for coming and being a guest on my show today.
My time to run out.
With Linda Sims, and we are out of time, but thank you so much, and we'll have to do another show in the future.
Thank you.
I'm going to certainly try to get my brother here. I know he would really appreciate sitting here with you, because he said that you were one of our father's idols back in the day.
Well, thank you so much.
He really wants to have an opportunity to do that. And thank you for listening to A Voice of a People. And always know that whatever the content is not necessarily views of everyone on this station or on this show. So till next time, be blessed.
Be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Dick Gregory,
I just said my prayer to the real God. I said, hey, man, there are some Negroes that deserve cancer, but I am not one of them. I said, if you need some help, if you're tired, you need 12 black folks, maybe, I'll put them on a piece. If you need something close to the house, I'll give you that, too. And then I looked at my body, and I said, cancer, I ain't never bothered you, and I dare you to bother me. I'm going to give you 72 hours to get out of my body. And if you're not, I'm going to roll on you.
The legendary newsman and former host of the Today Show, Hugh Downs.
So with only 3 minutes left and 25 days, you have a big birthday coming up on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
My goodness, I can't even believe. 95, that's amazing.
Yeah, well, it is to me too, I guess. And you know something I can honestly say? Every decade of my life has been better than the preceding decade.
The legendary singer of the hit song Tossin' and Turnin', Bobby Lewis.
I couldn't sleep at all last night.